But today, it's Good Friday. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not going to go about the details of whether Jesus died on Friday. We're not going to do that today. We've done that before, so we're not going to do that again today. But the reality is that Jesus did not die on Friday. If you don't believe me, the Bible says that he was supposed to be in the grave for 3 days. Friday to Saturday is how many days? 1 day. Saturday to Sunday is how many days? I rest my case. Hallelujah. But I'm going to talk to us today about what the Lord wants to talk to us about. As I was coming, heading back home, and my focus changed to what needs to happen during these special meetings, the Lord said to me, I want you to talk to my people about Barabbas. I said, Barabbas? Why do we want to talk about Barabbas? He says, that's what I want to talk about. Do you have a problem with that? No, no, sir. No, sir. No problem. So we're going to talk a little bit about Barabbas, and I don't know that I'll be able to finish what I need to talk to you about Barabbas about today, but I'll do my utmost best to leave us with enough revelatory knowledge and things to meditate on for years so that we understand why God will want to talk about Barabbas. Have you considered that in the story of Jesus, this man shows up, Barabbas. In the text, in Matthew, in the older translations of the book of Matthew, until somebody fooled around with the text, the name completely was Jesus Yeshua Barabbas. That's his name. Yeshua Barabbas. What is Barabbas? Ba, son. Abba, father. So, Jesus, son of the father. That's his name. Jesus, Savior, Son of the Father. Yeshua Barabbas. Jesus is Jesus of Nazareth. We know that he is the Son of God. That we know. He is the Son of God. This is the Lamb of God. This is the Son of God, the one who's going to take away the sins of the world. Jesus is Jesus. Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus. He's going to save his people. What is it that God is trying to get to? That he has to, because nothing in the Word of God is accidental. Everything is very meticulously put together in place. God is telling a story right from Genesis all the way to Revelation. He's telling a story. It's a one-line story. Don't you ever make the mistake when you see a name in the Bible or a place in the Bible or a thing in the Bible that was just there because it was there. No, no, it's there for a reason. There's a reason for everything. And God was orchestrating everything to tell us a story. What was he saying? Yeshua Barabbas. Could it be that from the very beginning, God saw you? God saw me. And he said, Son of God. Son of God that went astray, I am going to send another son, my only begotten son, to take the place of the Son of God that's rebellious, confused, a terrorist. Because that's what Barabbas was. He was a robber. He was a murderer. He was all that was Jesus was not. But he had Yeshua, Barabbas, and all Jesus had was Jesus of Nazareth. And many times we are placed in a situation where we have to make choices. Sorry, say choices. Until this very day, people still need to make choices. And they make choices based on what they think they know. Let's go to the text. Now, at that feast, that is a feast. Oh, Matthew 27, verse 15. Now at that feast, it's a Passover feast. The governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner. The Passover time, the governor releases a prisoner. The Bible says, whom they would. And they had then a notable or notorious prisoner. In other words, Epicemas, this man was notorious, notable, well known by everybody. He was a celebrity, Barabbas. Everybody knew him. Hulk Hogan. Everybody knew Barabbas. This was the troublemaker of the day. They knew him. He was an insurrectionist. He was against Rome. He and the people were looking for a Messiah. Somebody who's going to deliver them from the political entanglement that they were experiencing under the Roman government. But there, God had another deal. He says, your problem is not Rome. Your problem is more spiritual than natural. I'm here to save you and deliver you, to set you free from all of your limitations. But they are looking for the kingdom of this world. Just like we today are looking for solutions, natural solutions in the natural world. We're looking to Trudeau to solve our problems. Putin to solve the problems. Decades ago, it was Mao they wanted to solve the problems. Mao is dead and gone. Every leader that we place our trust in will come and go. But there is a name that is above every other name. It's the name Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. But that's the name that they chose not to choose. They chose a false Jesus. In an age of fake news, Barabbas was the head of it all. A notable prisoner. Called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude. They did what? Persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas. They persuaded them. In other words, these people were not always for Barabbas. They could care less about Barabbas. They were there. They would have chosen Jesus. They were there to say Jesus, we want Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. That's the one we want. But the religious leaders convince them. It's like the church today still convincing people to make wrong choices. They were persuaded to choose Barabbas. What felt good, what looked good, what they thought would solve their problem. And people are still making wrong choices. You know, if you think about it for a moment, if I came to you and I gave you a choice between two things, I brought to you a car that is all beaten down, knocked up, a rust bucket, and I bring to you a nice, shiny, brand new Lamborghini, and I say, choose. Is there any competition? What are you talking about? Of course, this. However, when both things look good, one says, Yeshua, Son of the Father. And the other one is Jesus, who is the Son of God, Son of the Father. And you have both. What are you going to choose? They both look identical. They both look like they are the same, but one is the real deal and the other one is as fake as fake. One needs to be delivered. The other one can deliver himself. But you don't know it. What are you going to do now? This guy is always fighting. He's a problem. He's a troublemaker. He's always in prison. This one is busy healing people, giving sight to the blind and the crippled walk, the deaf hear. The dead are even being raised. I remember Lazarus just a few days ago was raised from the dead. What should we do? What should we do? Really? There's really something here that you really need to think about? It's where your heart is that determines the kind of choices you make. Because really, there should be no competition here. But God wanted to do something. Because this Barabbas, that's a robber, represented you and represents me. Barabbas was you. Barabbas was me. We were the ones who deserved to die. We were guilty, H-E double hockey sticks. We were guilty of that. But no. God said, I'm going to go there for you. Because I know how to get out of there. I know how to get in, and I know how to get out. But this guy, his goose is cooked. If he goes, it's done. God so loved Barabbas, his son, Son of the Father, that he was willing to die to save the one that he loved even before the foundations of the earth. God loved you. God loved me. God loved us. Before the foundations of the earth, God loved every single one of us, loved us passionately and was willing to do everything necessary to make sure that we are not destroyed. But he was willing to to take that destruction for us, the destruction that we deserved. It says, well, the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. I want to think about it for a moment. Barabbas is in the prison, not too far away from where the judgment seat is. He cannot really hear what Pilate might be saying, but he hears two things. He hears two things. Two things that we can be certain of. Two things. Say, ask me what two things he heard. Okay, first thing he heard was, Barabbas! Everybody shout Barabbas. Barabbas! He heard that. He knew that's his name. He knew it was judgment time. He knew he deserved to die. He knew his goose is cooked. He knew he wasn't getting out. Those are all the things he knew. And he knew the people are shouting his name. Oh, I'm dead. Ask me what the second thing he heard was. The second thing he heard was, crucify him! Crucify him! Barabbas, crucify him. He knew he, oh, I'm dead. That's it. The announcement is gone. Everybody is in agreement. They are all shouting the same thing. Barabbas, crucify him. Barabbas, crucify him. And this was the activity of the mob. The multitude are shouting in unison the same thing. Barabbas, crucify him. That's all he hears. That's what he's hearing inside his jailhouse. And they bring him out, and they unlock his shackles, and they said to him, you're free. I'm free? Yes, you're free. I can go home. Yeah, what part of free don't you understand, man? Go. Or do you want to go back in there? Oh, no, no, I'm going. And he sees, while he's going out, Jesus has been taken in to be whipped. But this is the mystery, that as one is going to die, one is going to live. Jesus had to die so that we can live. But the reality is, are you ready for this? You sure? Barabbas was made alive before Jesus died. That's confusing. So, what does that mean? That's the language of faith. God calls those things which be not. God declared before you actually got saved. God declared you saved. Huh? Are we on the same page? He declared you saved. Said, that one, you're saved. Before the foundations of the earth, Christ died. The price was paid so that you and I can come to salvation freely. My freedom did not happen just at the cross and at the resurrection. It happened even before Jesus stepped here. I call you saved. And whatever God calls saved, God will be saved. Amen? Now, there's more to this whole experience. Because something must have changed for Barabbas that day. One stage, he's hearing Barabbas crucify him, Barabbas crucify him, and he thinks, I'm dead. I'm finished. I'm not going to be able to come back to this place anymore. And he comes out, and what does he, when he said he's free, there's a switch. The switch was, the people love me. Yeah, the people love me. And if you think the people love me, that's why I am saved, you get to continue in sin. Because if you think the people love me, that's why I'm free, then you keep on doing the bad things that you used to do because the people love me. The people accept me. They accept me the way I am. Is somebody listening? If you take on the message of the people accept me just the way I am, and that's why I'm free, sorry, you're going to continue in your sin. That's not what grace is all about. It's not the acceptance of me just the way I am. It's the fact that God accepts me to bring me, give me an opportunity for change. Amen. That's what it is about. It's an acceptance for change, not an acceptance to continue to be the same as I used to be. Unfortunately, if we don't think through the story of Barabbas, we start to think that we're just free to continue in our old patterns. I'm a son of God anyway. Still a son of God. My name is Yeshua Barabbas. His name didn't change. Because he got free. He was still Yeshua Barabbas. Still Son of God. Nobody doubts whether we all are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Nobody doubts that. Nobody doubts the fact that once God saves you, you are saved. There should be no doubt about that. But the reality is, if we stay continuing in sin, just as freely as it was given, and which God cannot take away from you, you will reject the saving grace of the living God. Barabbas which one do you choose? Barabbas or Jesus? And the people, the elders, persuaded the people to ask for Barabbas, the robber. Actually, that's a poor translation. Because the word for the robber or thief should be the word kleptos, but that's not the word that's used. Like you have a kleptomaniac, someone who steals. That's not the word that's used. The word that is used concerning Barabbas is different. It's the word that is now changed to mean a group of thieves, but really the original meaning is bandit. So it's a band of people. He was a leader of a gang. I think that's even a better word. The gangster. A gangster that was against the government. That's who he was. And he convinced the people to choose that which was natural, because they wanted freedom, but they wanted freedom from Rome through this guy that was ending up in jail all the time. And they rejected Jesus, who was busy even raising the dead, giving sight to the blind. But he's fighting against us. He's always speaking against us, the leadership. So they convince everybody to go against Jesus and choose Barabbas. And today, we're still doing the same thing. Let's look at Mark 15. Mark 15, I'm going to start reading from verse 7. I want to bring out a few more things concerning this man. He says, there was one named Barabbas which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection as they were rebelling. He committed murder. In a sense, if you remember, there were two thieves that were crucified with Jesus. Remember? They most likely were part of this gang. Because while the word thieves was used about them, the translation is that word I was talking about, bandits. They were part of this group of insurrectionists. Verse 8 says, and the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. The multitude began to desire. Verse 9. But Pilate answered them, saying, will ye that I release unto you the King of the Jews? That's what Pilate called Jesus. He's the King of the Jews. You want me to release the King of the Jews to you? Verse 10. For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for what? Envy. 11. But the chief priests moved what? The people. That he should rather release Barabbas unto them. They moved the people. Question I need us to ask ourselves is this. Are you being moved? And if you've been moved, what have you been moved from? What is it about the Word of God that you knew to be true? You knew it, this is the truth, but somehow, somewhere, your mind has experienced a metamorphosis, a change, and now you don't believe that truth that you used to believe because somebody moved you, persuaded you to make a different choice, to think differently. Verse 15, it says, and so Pilate willing to content the people. Pilate willing to do what? Content the people. Willing to please the people, to satisfy the people, release Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus. gave Jesus to them because he wanted to please the people. Question we need to ask ourselves, it's very simple. Are you able to please the people and please God at the same time? Pilate wanted to please the people. You know, Saul said he wanted to please the people. The people. Listen, if you are a people follower, you're always going to follow and pick Barabbas. You never pick God. You never pick correctly. You always pick what is natural, not that which is spiritual. They picked, they surrendered Jesus because he wanted to please the people. People pleaser? Just consider it for a moment. How much of a people pleaser are you? How much of a people pleaser am I? Because when you are a people pleaser, you lose control. You know, the decision was always Pilate's. What are they going to do if he says, I want Jesus free? They're going to do what? What are they going to do? He's got the military force. He can stop them. But when you are a people pleaser, you lose control of who you are and your ability to make right decisions. Even his wife came to him and told him, I had a dream this last night and I suffered many things because of this just man. Don't you dare. But people pleasing make people make certain decisions. Let's look at Luke 23 and verse 18. Luke 23 and verse 18. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man and release unto us Barabbas. Away with Jesus. Send Jesus away. Release unto us Barabbas. His name is Yeshua, son of the Father. But this is fake. And guess what? There is going to be the presence of one called the Antichrist. And there are people who are going to choose the Antichrist. Don't think the Antichrist means opposite of Christ. It means someone who comes alongside that pretends to be equal with. You do miracles? I do miracles. You call down fire? I call down fire. Tell me which power is which power. And if you live in a world of miracles, oh, let me tell you something. You're treading on dangerous ground. It's not about miracles. Because, you know, I just came from Nigeria, and we're going to have the funeral service on Saturday. On Friday, one of my sisters, some of you know her, was in the village, and guy came to her and said, listen, if you guys don't pay me and make me settle me, you're not going to have this funeral service tomorrow. I said, why? Because I'm going to make it rain. You're going to make it rain. He said, I'm going to go now. I'm going to drink lots of water. And tomorrow, it's going to rain. Your choice. Pay me? Now, You may be thinking, oh, that's foolish talk. No. When you come from where we come from, you know that's not foolish talk. When the guy says it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Better pay up, or else you better have a greater power. So my sister didn't tell us. No, Mama and I didn't know anything about it. And we got to the morgue to get retrieve the body so we can, you know, do a procession. And you know it, dark clouds. I mean, dark, heavy clouds. So my sister says, some guy told me yesterday. I said, oh, we better stop this then. In the name of Jesus, not here. Amen? We seize control of this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And in its place, we are going to have nice, cool weather, nice breeze. We could care less about the clouds. Cloud or no cloud, it's good shade. Hallelujah. I come from Canada, it's minus whatever. I don't need to be sweating all over the place and messing up my clothes. This is perfect weather. So we went. And ding, one drop of water. That's when you want to start praying. No, we're not doing that. The devil is not going to make me pray. Hallelujah. I know who I am. Mama knows who she is. My siblings know, we all know who we are. Glory be to God. We're not going to be praying, Yaman alabaza alabalaba. What was that? What's that? Come on. We know. So we went, and it's threatening to rain. But the show went on. We finished everything we needed to do. I don't know how many times that man went to pee or whether he's still peeing. I don't know. But it was not going to rain. Not on that day. Not there. It was going to be showers of blessings upon us. Amen? Glory be to God. So, there will be battles. My sister was telling a story. There was something happening on the Monday, and where they divide stuff, but my flight will not allow me to be in that particular gathering. It was a good thing I wasn't there. And so anyway, some lady, you know, comes and she says, let's sing curse songs. On this family. They will sing good songs and then they will sing curse songs. So one woman was talking to the other and says, no, don't dare sing curse songs over these people. Don't sing curse songs. I said, Why not? Why won't we sing curse songs? Ask me what happened to that woman. The woman trying to sing our curse songs fell right in front of my sister. Pow! And my sister says, you bow to me. And she peed herself right there. I say, power meet power. Hallelujah. Antichrist will try to compete with the true body of Christ. But if you don't make your choices now, it's not then, now, to know who you believe and why you believe, you are going to be moved. To the direction of the enemy. The Antichrist is going to present himself like a child of God. All powerful. The religious leaders of the day will join with him, and there's going to be our one church, and they cried out all at once in agreement, in unison, saying, away with this man. We don't know that Jesus. The Jesus we know is Barabbas. Sounds good. Yeshua, son of Father. You think the One World Church is going to come and tell you that they are worshiping the devil? You think that's what they're going to tell you? Say, hallelujah. Hail Satan. Is that what they're going to say? No. They're not going to tell you, hail Satan. They're going to be still calling God in the name of God. Everything in the name of God. We're sons of the Father. They're going to say everything, but it's all a bunch of nonsense. It's not the truth. That's the flip side of the story of Barabbas. But the other side of Barabbas is that God came to save people. The Father, the Son of the Father, came to save the Son of the Father. Amen? That's the flip side of the story of Barabbas. Barabbas comes to tell us two sides of the one coin. Heads or tails? Do you understand? So what's the decision? What are we going to do? John 18:40, and I'll begin to wrap up. So, Pastor, but this is Good Friday. Why are we talking about Barabbas? We didn't tell us about Jesus died on the cross. Let's wait. They cried they all again. They cried they all what? Again. That means not one time. They're crying it over again, saying, not this man. Not this man. That's an argument. If they're saying, not this man, it means somebody was saying, no, you should choose this. We don't want to choose that. Jesus came to die for you so that you cannot continue in sin. No, we don't want to hear that. What do you want to hear? I just want to hear that Jesus took my place, paid the price in full, and there's nothing I can do to add anything to it, and that's perfectly correct. But if that's where you stop, you might be picking the wrong one. Because he came to do all of that, but also to empower me to begin to act as a son of the Father. That's the rest of the story. That my life changes, that I do not continue to be a Barabbas who is an insurrectionist and a robber, a bandit, but that something changes and I now live a new life. That I recognize somebody took my place. Somebody died for me. And I cannot continue any longer living the way I used to live. If that's the Jesus you take, then you've taken the right one. But the one that just ends at the cross? No. This Jesus goes past the cross. He goes to hell, comes out defeating the forces of darkness, rises, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and all spiritual wickedness. He is Jesus Christ, unstoppable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that's the Jesus you chose, then you got the right deal. The one that cannot be stopped by the forces of darkness, the one who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Jesus. You and I must choose. Don't choose the wrong one. Sounds like the same, but one does not have everlasting life. I hope I didn't confuse you, because I'm going on both sides of the coin, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. What is what you and I need to take home today? One, God came to exchange places. The Son of the Father came to exchange places with the Son of the Father. Why is that important? Because if you don't believe that you're a son of God, then you have to believe that you're a son of the devil. And if you are the son of the devil, you will always be like him, a murderer, a thief, a liar, and everything that is evil. You have that father's DNA. But if you believe that you're a son of God that messed up, then now you, the son that messed up, are just restored back to your sonship. Hello? Total restoration. Some say, I'm not a child of the devil. I'm a child of God. I've always been the child of God. I was never the child of the devil. An eagle is always an eagle. You might be an eaglet that was born amongst ducks, and you thought you were an ugly duck. But now that you know that you are not a duck, but an eagle, fly, soar like an eagle. Because if you think that you're a duck, then you will stop soaring. And you keep on keeping company with the ducks. And you always remain an ugly duck. But you're an eagle. Capish? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Tomorrow is another day. Tomorrow will continue. Amen? Rise with me. Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you took our place. And we're thankful also that Barabbas doesn't only just represent the Son of the Father that is being redeemed, delivered, saved by the Son of the Father. But that Barabbas presents to us the challenge of choices. Choices that are made in life. Decisions that are made based on that which we allow others to bring into our lives. Lord, O God, today we declare in the name of Jesus Christ that you and you alone be truly the influencer of every decision we make. Now that we are no longer influenced by natural minds that cause us to stray away from truth. It causes, oh God, to choose that which is evil, that which is wrong, that which is not the truth. Open our eyes, O Father, that we may see clearly, that we may be discerning. Lord, O God, that the choices that we make henceforth, the choices, O God, that truly honor you. May we live changed lives, transformed lives. We do not know how Barabbas ended. We do not know if he continued erroneously in the lifestyle of rebellion in banditry, or he was changed and truly became a person of the kingdom. That I don't know. What I do know today is this, that those two positions are available. We can either continue in sin after we've been delivered, or we can be changed as an expression of thanksgiving that we've been delivered. Lord, today, we want to make the decision for change, not for the same old. Help us to live uprightly before you and to be people of the kingdom. Thank you, Father, for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for redemption. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing. Thank you for peace which passes all understanding. Thank you, Father, for all things. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.